Добър ден, аз се викам Сузана Яневски и съм много срекна да съм с толкова жени вечер Вава, тъй като пославиме Ден на жената. И сега памтам пред 30 години, кога живее в Скопие, за година, кога живее како професор в Скопие, на 8 март един човек ми даде цвек и ми рече срекен ден на жената. И от тогаш се научих дека е International Women's Day, ден на жената. И всяка година се съберувам с приятелки, колешки и родители, тетки. И всекогаш одам во главен ресторан и сите си правиме, веселба си правиме. И тоа ми остана. И всяка година знам дека ке сум собрана со близко 20 или повеќе жени и тие ми даваат многу инспирација да сум уште по-добро што сум. И ме учат многу за живот и секогаш кога сум со моите колешки и со жени, сакам све што имам научено од мала до сега, да можам да ги пренесам моите нешто што имам научено, ама уште по тоа сега мама што е дојдена на ова веселба вечер Вава, многу сум посрекнат и сега мама, све што ме научи, можам се на сите жени што се сретнувам да му исто да ги помогнувам нив, како таа што не помогнуваше нас. И јас сум многу срекна до сега да работам во природна медицина и да можам да пренесам моите идеи за здраве, како можеме да стоиме здрави како жени и да бидеме до живи и здрави до 100 и повеќе години.
Why is it important to you helping women help themselves?
For me, it's the most important thing to share all that I've learned in the last 25 years as a naturopath for women to be able to take care of their cells, which, and if you don't take care of your cells, you can't absorb the food that you eat. You may struggle with your diet. It's not because of the food you're eating, but whether it's the way you're eating it. What happens often is that as women, we don't eat enough protein. So when we don't eat enough protein, we crave for sugars. And sugars add to sugars, which makes us low in mood, which makes us quite tired, makes us more irritable. But then we continue eating the sugar because our body craves for it. But the aim for me is to educate women to learn new ways to nourish their bodies so they can have that mind and body balance for the rest of their lives. So it's an easy three-step program that I run, and that's simply by saying nourish in the morning so you can have absorb your lunch, nourish in the afternoon so you can have a good night's sleep at night. So it's that three-step. But often as women, we're so busy doing things, especially Macedonian women, for everyone that we forget it, they forget about themselves. So I've learned how to support the cells that will support you for the rest of your life. And when I share with women that disease starts in one cell, they look up at me and I ask them, are your cells happy? I teach women how to create balance at every part of themselves. And I'd like to share this to say to them, it's so easy by all that you're growing in your garden, changing the way you blend certain foods, you'll actually feel so much better. I believe that sometimes we experience heartburn and reflux, not so much because of what it's not what we're eating, but it's the way we're eating our food. It's the fact that we're probably eating rather quickly, but certain fats will disturb our balance, and then we go on medication. Medication builds on medication. I'm not against medication, but if you support your cells through nourished, good quality food, you're going to be able to digest everything you're eating. And I teach women about the importance of yogurt, the importance of keeping your gut healthy, because 88% of our immunity is in our gut. So I'd like to share as much as I know, and I'm very passionate about Macedonian women. Being a Macedonian, growing up in Australia, I just love helping women, and I believe that when one woman learns the way to feel better, eat better, and digest better, she'll share it with 10 of her friends. So we're building healthy communities. So that's my dream.
So you're relying on that passing on of information from one woman to another to be able to spread the word.
Well, my grandmother gave me my initial stages, and she used to teach me about the herbs. She used to we used to have a lot of basil, and we used to have a lot of chamomile, and she used to teach me ways to just add it to water, and then I'd add it to my food. So I have this beautiful information, well of information, that she just passed on to me by just sitting with her. And she used to do the Orthodox fast on a Wednesday and a Friday, and now we do the 5+2 diet, where for 2 days you fast. But my grandmother used to do that years ago, and then I learned steps with my mother, and then through all my studies. So I love that sharing, because remember what I said, if you tell one woman, she'll tell another 10. So this is my goal, is to build healthy communities that become self-sufficient but feel well, so they can then pass it on to the generations to come.
So the fasting in the old Macedonian traditions is really today's detoxification.
Detoxification. So what they're saying now, if you just rest your body for 2 days out of the seven, like do the for 5 days, eat what you like, and for those other 2 days you do a fast, you're rebooting your system.
It's just like turning off the computer and then on again.
That's right, turning off the computer and turning it back on.
So everything works.
Everything works. But it's amazing. My grandmother did that throughout my whole life. And I was with my grandmother until I was 51, you know, in my early 50s. And she just did it. That was part of who she was. And she lived until she was 95. And she wasn't on any medication. And she did it as part of her religion. But it was actually healthy for her to fast. Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Sometimes we have, you know, information staring us in the face before we realize, you know, its benefits.
That's right. And I believe all that we are now, all the, if we look at where health's going, we're going back to the basics, back to eating whole foods, having our own veggie patches like our mothers did, as our grandmothers did. We're going back to our roots. But it's lovely to share what we all know in a community, and that's why I run these women's groups. Yes.
So we can all be healthy together.
That's right. Thank you very much. Вашата заедница, вашите разговори. SBS на Македонски.